ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कंसाइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 9 वर्स 26 टू 34। ऑफरिंग ऑफ एक्शंस एंड ऑब्जेक्ट्स टू गॉड, द फ्रूट्स ऑफ दिस ऑफरिंग एंड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ दोज एलिजिबल फॉर डिवोशन। चैप्टर 9 वर्स 26। पत्रं पुष्पं फलं तोयं यो मे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति तदहं भक्त्युपश्रुतं अश्नामि प्रयतत्मनः। माई लविंग डिवोटी हु ऑफर्स मी विथ डिवोशन अ लीव, अ फ्लावर, अ फ्रूट और वाटर एट्सेट्रा, ईजिली अवेलेबल आर्टिकल्स, आई एक्सेप्ट एंड डिलाइटफुली पार्ट टेक दीज डिवाउट ऑफरिंग्स ऑफ अ डिवोटी अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन मी। कमेंट: In order to worship the gods, several rules must be observed. Gita chapter 7 verse 20. But in the worship of God, there is no rule. In the worship of God, there is predominance of love and regarding Him as one's own rather than of any method. God cares about the sentiment and not the action. As an innocent or simple-hearted child puts into its mouth whatever comes to hand, similarly, the Lord, by becoming simple-hearted, eats whatever is offered to Him by the simple-hearted devotee. He partakes ye yataha mam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Gita chapter 4 verse 11. As Vidurani offered the peel of a banana to Lord Krishna, he ate it with a great relish. Chapter 9 verse 27.
Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusha madarpanam. O son of Kunti, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer as sacrifice yajna, whatever you bestow as a gift, whatever you do by way of penance, offer it all to me.
Comment: A jnana yogi renounces the assumed relationship with the world, but a devotee does not accept any other entity besides God. Therefore, jnana yogi renounces objects and actions, and the devotee offers objects and actions to God. In other words, the devotee believes the objects and actions are God's and His manifestation. In fact, the devotee offers himself to God. By surrendering himself to God, all actions, worldly as well as spiritual, automatically get offered to God. Question: What if someone offers a forbidden action to God? Swamiji's answer: That article or action only are offered to God, which is favorable or according to Him. The devotee who has a sentiment to offer something to God, he would neither do any forbidden action nor would he offer forbidden action to God. Whatever is offered to God, it comes back multifold. If someone decides to offer forbidden action to God, the fruit of that action in terms of punishment would come back multifold also. Chapter 9 verse 28.
Shubha shubha phalai revam moksha se karma bandhanaihi sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mam upaishyasi.
With your mind thus established in the yoga of renunciation, you will be freed from the bonds of karma in the form of good and bad consequences, and freed from them you shall attain me. Comment: Karma, actions, are also good and bad, and their phala, or fruits, are also good and bad. Actions which are done for the welfare of others are shubha karma, or good actions. And karmas which are done for one's own self are ashubha karma, or bad actions. Favorable circumstance is shubha phala, or good result. And unfavorable circumstance is ashubha phala,
or bad result. A devotee of God dedicates good actions to God. He does not do bad actions and is not happy or sad in good and bad result. His sanchita, accumulated actions of infinite lives, are burned to ashes, just like a burning piece of grass burns the heap of grass to ashes. By dedicating to God affinity or attachment with the world, attachment to gunas or modes of nature is renounced, and there remains relationship with only God, which has naturally been there always. Chapter 9, verse 29. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyo stina priyah ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. I am equally present in all beings. To me there is none hateful, none dear. But those who worship me with devotion, they are in me and I am also in them. Comment: a man may or may not offer his actions and objects to God. It does not make any difference to God. He ever remains the same. The Lord is not at all touched by any particular varna, order of life, ashrama, stage of life, caste, action, and ability, etc. Therefore, a person of every varna, ashrama, caste, etc. can attain him. God looks at the inner sentiment only. From the viewpoint of God, there is nothing else besides him. Then how can he hate anyone or like someone? A man is bound in the world by having attachment and aversion, whereas by renouncing attachment and aversion, he becomes liberated. He attains salvation. Only the individual self is bound and liberated, not God. Those who worship God with love, they are in God and God is in them. In other words, God is present especially in them. It means just as the water is present in earth everywhere, but is specially present in the well without any covering, in the same way, though God is fully present in the world, but he is especially present in the devotees. The devotees love God and God loves devotees. Gita chapter 7 verse 17. Therefore, the devotees are in God and God is in devotees. Chapter 9 verse 30. Apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag. Sadhu revasa mantavyaha samyag vyavasito hi saha. Even if a man of the most sinful conduct worships me with exclusive devotion, he should be considered as a saint, for he has rightly resolved. Comment: in Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga, there is predominance of intellect. Therefore, equanimity comes first in them. Esha te bihita sankhe buddhir yoge tvimam shrunu. Gita chapter 2 verse 39. When the intellect is steady, he is called a man of steady wisdom. Gita chapter 2 verse 54 to 68. The intellect of a jnana yogi and a karma yogi is determinate. Buddhya vishuddhya yukto. Gita chapter 18 verse 51. Vyavasayatmika buddhirekeha. Gita chapter 2 verse 41. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Gita chapter 2 verse 44. By having determinate intellect, ego is not completely gone, because ego is beyond the intellect. Bhumirapo nalo vayuhu khammano buddhirevacha ahankara itiyam. Gita chapter 7 verse 4. Therefore, even after liberation, there is a subtle trace of ego left, which is not of binding nature, but it gives rise to philosophical differences. But in Bhakti Yoga, there is predominance of one's own self being fragment of God. Therefore, a devotee himself is determinate.
Samyag vyavastito hisaha.
By having self-determinate in all cases, ego does not remain because the self is beyond the ego. The thing which is a memory in mind, intellect, may not be remembered, but the memory of something in the self is never forgotten. Whatever is in the self stays there always. Therefore, I am only God's and God is my own. This acceptance is always there in the self and not in mind, intellect. The reason is that fundamentally, due to self being a fragment of God, self is indifferent from God. Assuming relationship with someone other than God is a mistake. This is the delusion and a bondage. So long as man assumes that he has some strength, ability, and some specialty in him, until then he cannot be considered Ananya Bhak. Rightly resolved, he is Ananya Bhak only when he solely depends on God and nothing else.
Chapter 9, verse 31.
Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nigacchati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranashyati. Immediately such a man becomes very sacred and obtains lasting peace. O Kaunteya, take a vow that my devotee never perishes.
Comment. When a person gets distressed with the worldly suffering and finds himself to be helpless in getting rid of the pain, and along with he has belief in God, that by the omnipotent God's grace he can get rid of this weakness and can escape the worldly sufferings, he immediately becomes a devotee. A devotee does not perish because he does not depend on strength of his own, but instead he depends totally on God's power. He solely relies on God and not his own efforts. Therefore, once he becomes a devotee, then he does not fall, meaning he does not engage in bad conduct ever again. The Lord is asking Arjuna to take a vow because even the Lord cannot refute devotee's vow. Devotion is Lord's weakness.
Chapter 9, verse 32. Mami partha vyapashritya yepi syuhu papa yonaha striyo vaishyaha tataha shudraha tepi yanti param gatim. O Partha, women, vaishyas, shudras, and even those born of sinful wombs, taking refuge in me, without doubt, they also attain the supreme goal.
Comment. The sinner in this birth is guiltier than the sinner of the previous birth. Therefore, the Lord first mentions in the 30th and 31st verses the sinner of this birth, and now in this verse he mentions the sinner of the previous birth, Papa Yonayaha. The one who does not take refuge in any other besides God, such exclusive refuge or total dependence here, has been called Vyapashritya, that is, special refuge in God.
Chapter 9, verse 33. Kim punar brahmanaha punyaha bhaktaha rajarshyastata anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. The how much more is the worship of holy brahmanas and the devout royal sages who attain the supreme state. Therefore, having got into this joyless and impermanent world, you worship me alone.
Comment. The Lord, from the 30th verse to the 33rd verse, mentioned seven kinds of persons who are qualified or eligible for devotion
and God realization. They are the vilest sinners of this birth, sinners of the previous birth, women, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmanas, and Kshatriyas. No person remains out of these seven kinds of persons. This means that every human being is eligible for devotion and God realization without any distinction of birth, caste, and even if he committed so many sins in his previous birth and this birth. The reason is that being a fragment of God, beings are independent to pursue the path of God realization. From God's side, there is no bar for anyone. Having obtained this joyless and impermanent body, one should worship God and leaving aside the desire for continued living to enjoy worldly pleasure. The reason is that there is really no happiness in this world. But this is a false assumption, only that there is happiness in the world. In fact, we are not living, but dying every moment. Chapter 9, verse 34. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhya chimam namaskuru mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha. Fix your mind on me, be devoted to me, adore me, prostrate to me. Having thus united yourself to me, taking me as the supreme goal, you shall attain me. Comment. In this verse, the main point is the change of ego. A devotee changes his ego by accepting the fact that I am only God's. In this way, one changes the ego and connects the self in a relationship with God. That being the case, the devotee does not have to renounce attachment to the world, but it is naturally renounced. The reason is that varna, order of life, ashrama, stage of life, caste, ability, right, authority, action, and qualities, etc., appear and disappear, but the relationship of self with God is not transient, but it is beginningless, eternal, and axiomatic. Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yogo Nama Navamo Dihayaha. In the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the scripture of Yoga, and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, this is the ninth discourse designated the Yoga of Sovereign Science and Sovereign Secret. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.